Today, the New York Times reports the Republic of Georgia's claims of Russian aggression triggering the summer conflict may not have been entirely true. Also, Human Rights Watch is concerned about cluster bombs causing further damage. According to its report, both sides used cluster bombs that left behind unexploded ordnances that are currently putting people at risk. Senior military analyst for Human Rights Watch, Mark Alesko, was in Georgia recently investigating, and he joins us in the studio. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning.
And what did you find?
Well, we were in Georgia during the conflict, and I was just there last week. We did a follow-up mission to go in there and look at the use of cluster munitions by both sides. And we found that both the Russians and the Georgians used cluster bombs throughout the conflict. It was very limited use in the Gori district, but still the contamination is fairly widespread. We found six villages in which we found Russian cluster bombs, and we found nine villages where there were Georgian cluster bombs. And they actually, it's interesting to find their weapons fell on their own territory. So it's a quite stunning use of the weapon, particularly in a year when the treaty for cluster munitions, the treaty banning cluster munitions is going to be signed.
Let's remind people what cluster bombs are. They're ordnance that break apart into little bomblets, and their design is not to kill, it's to maim and scare civilian populations by showing the maiming.
No, actually, a cluster bomb, you're correct, is a rocket or a bomb that opens up, and inside you have many hundreds. They're designed to kill, and they do that very effectively, but they cover a very wide area. And the problem is, though they may kill their target, they also then envelop the civilian population that's there. That's one of the reasons that 107 nations have agreed to ban these weapons. But then the problem is they leave many unexploded bomblets behind, oftentimes up to 25%, and we found about a 35% dud rate in Georgia. And so that means that we now are dealing with a problem of many thousands of basically landmines laying on the ground that people can be killed by when they go back home.
And people have been killed by them, civilians.
They have, in fact. We found most of the deaths thus far have been from Russian cluster bombs, but it's far more widespread in the north with the Georgian cluster bombs. So we're concerned about people when they return home after the area's cleared out.
It's the concern about people, but also about their livelihood, right? I mean, you found some of these bombs scattered through farms.
Absolutely, and people are not able to then go in and pick the food, sell it. You know, we've seen in Lebanon from the war in 2006, there's this deadly legacy where farmers now, years later, have not been able to go in and make the money that they normally do to support their families.
A legacy in Somalia. These are a terror weapon.
Afghanistan.
These aren't a strategic weapon.
Afghanistan.
Well, we're still seeing deaths every year from use during the Vietnam War. So it's a weapon that stays around for quite a long time.
And so what can be done?
Well, in the Georgian case, clearly we're looking at the need to get in there and remove the weapons. The Georgians and the Russians really need to provide the information on where they used the weapons so that the miners can pull them out. Well, it's something that we're hoping that they'll do. But most importantly, we have a treaty coming up. December 3rd in Oslo, Norway, 107 nations are joining together to sign a treaty to ban this weapon. We need to get the U.S. on board. We need to get Russia on board, Georgia on board, and others.
We have a lot of work to do.
Has Barack Obama taken a position on this?
He actually did
quickly.
He supported legislation that would limit cluster bomb use by the U.S.
And so maybe positive for you.
I hope so.
All right. Mark Alesko, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Mark Alesko is a senior military analyst with Human Rights Watch.